Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you've been here throughout our Lenten midweek worship services, or if by any chance you've been following the messages online, you have heard about a number of the symbols and customs that make up our yearly observance of Lent. Today, as we move now into the events of Holy Week, we're going to continue this series by looking at a number of the symbols and customs that have to do with our Holy Week observance and traditions. We begin our Holy Week mini-series today by taking a look at the church's tradition of using palm branches on this day, and thus also calling this day Palm Sunday. Our text from the Gospel of John states this. It says, "The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel.'" It's because of this passage from the Gospel of St. John that this day, which commemorates, which remembers Jesus riding into the city of Jerusalem for that Passover week, it's because of this text that this day is known as Palm Sunday. And none of the other Gospels mention that they were palm branches that the people were laying down before Jesus. So had it not been for John's eyewitness account of the events of this day, again, specifically noting that the crowds were not just laying down branches from the trees or from the fields, but actually palm branches, we might have just called this day Branch Sunday, or Riding on a Donkey Sunday, or Cloaks on the Ground Sunday. It's thanks to John and this text from this gospel reading that we all know this and have celebrated for hundreds of years as Palm Sunday. But is that really important? I mean, doesn't a rose by any other name still smell as sweet? Perhaps. But this day, by any other name, and in reference to any other symbol, misses the point and the message of what was happening that day as Jesus rode on that donkey into Jerusalem. The palm branches are important because they are a symbol of triumph and victory in the ancient Near East and in the Mediterranean world of that day. Victorious athletes in Greece would be given a palm branch. Roman lawyers who won their case before the forum would go home and decorate the doors of their houses with palm branches. In Egypt, the palm was considered to be a symbol of everlasting life. And thus, you see, when the people cut the palm branches to lay on the road before Jesus, they weren't just doing it because there were no willow trees or no olive trees handy to cut the branches from. They were doing it as a statement of who they believed Jesus to be and what they believed he was going to do. They believed him to be the long-awaited King and Messiah of Israel, the one who had been foretold by the prophets throughout the centuries, the one who was to come to deliver them from their enemies. And thus, in humble homage to their long-awaited king, they spread their cloaks on the ground before him. They cut the palm branches from the trees to honor him. And they shouted words of blessing to him. "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." But those cheers would turn to jeers in only a few days. Jesus would go from hero to zero, as he did not and would not live up to their expectations of what a king of Israel should be. Instead of honoring the temple, he made a mess of the temple by overturning the tables of the merchants and money changers. Instead of blessing the chief priests and the Pharisees as leaders of the people, he spoke parables designed to threaten them and to insult them. Instead of working to overthrow Caesar, he insisted that the Jewish people should pay taxes to Caesar. As surely as palm branches dry out and soon die, so did the popularity of Jesus, and in only a few days. And thus, while palm branches may have marked Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, they certainly would not mark his exit from Jerusalem. In fact, for that, it would take a different part of the tree. The part of the tree of which I speak is the trunk of the tree, something strong enough from which two beams could be made, beams strong enough to hold a man's body until he died. Yes, the tree that became part of Jesus' exit from Jerusalem was the cross, to which he was nailed, upon which he died. And fastened to that tree with him, fastened to that tree upon him, were all the sins of all mankind for all time. Jesus died with our sins upon himself as the sacrifice and the payment to God for all of our wrong, for our faults, for our failures, for our sins. And thus God has forgiven us, and he has wiped our slate clean. We come before him now, come into his presence as his forgiven, as his redeemed children. And that's because of the death of Jesus on the cross and his subsequent and victorious resurrection from the dead. The crowd who cheered Jesus' arrival into Jerusalem placed palm branches before him as a symbol of victory, a symbol of triumph, one that they thought he would achieve by all the powers that he had demonstrated through his 3 years of ministry, powers that they saw in the miracles that he did. After all, how could any soldier of Rome ever stand against a king who could heal diseases, a king who could drive out demons, a king who could raise the dead? But Jesus' triumph over Rome would not be, his triumph would not be a victory over Rome, but over sin. And it wouldn't come through his divine strength and power, but through his human suffering and death. St. Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 2, he said, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." Thus, for us as followers of Jesus, the cross and not the palm branches have become our symbol of triumph. We use palm branches once a year to remember this day and such, But we don't hang the palm branches in our churches throughout the year as a symbol of our Savior's kingship and victory. We hang the cross, the wretched, the wonderful, blood-stained cross. Because it was upon the cross that Jesus triumphed over sin. And it was on the cross that our sins have been forgiven. Forgiven once and for all. To God and God alone be the glory for the sacrifice of His Son. Amen.